always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this?
But no, so like I always, like, the point that I always made about LeBron and the Lakers was that, like, I always trusted LeBron to be a lot more competent at what he was asked to do for the organization than the people who would stick around after LeBron. And I feel like this offseason has, like, proven that point objectively true, right? Like, their big plan here, Harrison, was to have enough cap space so they could figure into the Giannis Antetokounmpo sweepstakes, and he didn't even have him on the list of teams that he would extend with. Their big plan was to benefit from the Giannis trade, and they didn't benefit from the Giannis trade. Their big plan then was to, like, utilize cap space to get a player on a discount. They traded two first rounders for a guy who played five games last year. So, and like, at a time where nobody wants to trade first round draft picks.
For all the criticism that we gave LeBron over the years of, like, you know, I sort of understood it. It's like why he always wanted more ball handlers around. But it's like, don't beg for ball handlers during the offseason because you're tired. And then be like, by midseason, you're like, I'm sick of this guy and I'm going to dominate the ball. And now he's worthless off to the side. It's like, you know, we got to find someone who can either, you know, play on and off the ball, or you got to stop doing this. But it clearly wasn't just him who had the infatuation with having like 100 ball handlers on the team. You know,
yeah, going, like, back look at to all of the players was, that Rob keeps
going back
firing.
To when Magic was around, they, you know, they had the fart noise, you know, unlimited ball handlers, everybody's a playmaker off season. And then now it's like, you know, that what did Rob do as soon as he had the Kessler deal done? He signed Bucket getting guards.
Yeah. And that, and like, that's like, you know, on top of the championship that LeBron won, on top of navigating those like really dark moments that we had after Kobe died, on top of helping the Lakers navigate Magic Johnson's being a disaster the first year he was there and then quitting to tweet, like, on top of LeBron helping with all of that stuff, and like, at no point, at various times I wish he would have applied more pressure to the Lakers to build a better roster around him. If anything, I thought he was.
I think the one time he did that, it went pretty bad. So he may have.
No,
been
I know,
like,
but
you
I'm
know.
But I'm saying that like after that though, like, he basically backed off of that completely, and I think the Lakers were like worse off for it because it left.
If when
Rob
your dad
to,
was teaching you how to ride a bike and you crashed it through every single window in the house somehow and were like in a wheelchair, you probably wouldn't ride the bike again. You know, it was like the Russ trade worked out pretty, like, he blew up the house and it was like, you know, I'm not going to cook again.
I still think that was a lot of Rob though.
It was a lot of, like, Rob, but it was successfully blamed on him. So I can see why LeBron wasn't like, I'm going to put more pressure on you here. And then LeBron, to be honest, LeBron did try at times to put pressure on them to trade for Kyrie, to, you know, to make, like, to upgrade at center and stuff. And what, you know, they were like, hey, how about this? We trade AD for Luka.
Yeah. I still don't like he didn't, like, remember he took like the 4-year contract that he could that like didn't have any options on it. And it was just like a straight 4-year deal that basically allowed the Lakers to write out that contract. Like, I don't know. There were things that he
yeah, didn't I guess
do
he
to the Lakers
directly,
that he did to like Miami and Cleveland. And I wish he would have done more of that stuff here to the Lakers, because I think it would have led to better rosters.
In fairness, you know, he like Pat Riley is not the type of guy where it's like you sign up long term and you're like, yeah, this guy's just going to do whatever I want. With Rob, he was always confident. He's like, I could sign up, like, this guy doesn't have any thoughts of his own. Like, I'll just, you know, weigh in.
Yeah. And it turns out the only thoughts of Rob's own that he eventually came up with were Genie telling him to stop trying to win with LeBron. We'll go ahead and dive on into some of your guys' questions and comments here a little bit later than usual, but we do have some
for this.
Super comments, which means we get to play the most important sound on the show.
What the fuck?
Whoops.
Fitting tribute. One. Nope. No, that's good. I think for today, that's fine.
Like, Rob, like, you know, Rob has that meeting that Rich Paul says he had with LeBron, and LeBron asks Rob what his plan is. Rob, like, spells out what the plan is, and LeBron goes,
"What the fuck?"
Rob's like, "Okay, step one of the plan, we renounce your rights. Step two, every draft pick we can for Walker Kessler. Step three, you take the minimum."
What the fuck?
LeBron was like, "You know, I need to focus on my happiness."
That's why his beard went so gray. It went gray that exact second. Justin Tyndall writes, "Mamu isn't the starting four, surely."
We don't know right now.
Surely,
I'm not gonna rule it out.
It's possible. I mean, we know JJ likes shooting. So, and it would help with rebounding.
That Mamu possesses.
What's that?
Another quality that Mamu possesses, apparently, based on their roster construction.
Based on the two times that he played against the Lakers.
Well, no, I just mean, you know, it seems like JJ likes a cold white boy, you know? Mamu, he's got the tattoo. Like, JJ's got the arm sleeve. JJ's going to love it. He's like, "Oh, it's like big me."
JJ's just been trying to recreate the Duke experience with the Lakers ever since he got there. Let's see. If I had to guess, I think Jake is the starting wing, or the starting wing isn't on the roster right now.
Well, but that's the what about the four?
No, I have the starting, like, four would be either Jake or that player.
Oh, so you think it's going to be Kessler, Jake, Grimes, Reeves, Luka?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They paid Grimes $15 million. Like, that's a starter salary.
Every single Sixers fan that I know has texted me condolences on the signing on day one.
I know. I'm not thrilled about it. But Grimes had like one good game in the playoffs, and Rob might have seen it. Let's see. Lil Chris Johnson 18 writes, "This team is softer than baby shit outside of the 2020 and 2021 team. What creative move has Rob made? The Clippers, who haven't had no picks, had good rosters."
Well,
yeah, I mean, everything Rob, is very
maybe,
straightforward.
Maybe what Rob is seeing, you don't need picks anymore. You can just, like, go outside the rules and bribe people now that you have a rich owner. So maybe that's, like, maybe that's the pivot.
That's the creativity.
He went full, I mean, Lawrence, look, Frank. Fuck them picks.
Given the fact that the Clippers don't appear to be heading towards any punishment for that situation whatsoever, if I'm the Lakers, I start making all kinds of aspiration deals. Under, like, the LLC names can even be, like, Lakers Tamper LLC. Like, it doesn't matter.
KCP Tampering Incorporated.
Maybe LeBron will be back on a minimum contract and his
LeBron's like, "You know what makes me really happy? Planting trees with my friends at Aspiration." The only trick we found out, literally all you have to do is don't make it a no-show contact. Make it a one-show contact, because the NBA is having trouble pinning a no-show contact down. So if you just get LeBron to do one 30-second Instagram story about how he loves trees, I think we're good.
I think it's set. I think that's the
Mark
clear
Walters loophole. Like, no, the other Dodgers owner paid him to do ads for the Dodgers. It wasn't me.
Yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, LeBron is doing, like, he's tweeting out something for the Emirates.
Hey, one thing that you know, LeBron will advertise you if you pay him. You know, there's not going to be a no-show allegation against LeBron. He delivers.
Yep. Greenlight Transport 8320 writes, "Excited for next season. Luka averaging 35, 11, and 9 next season. So glad we aren't running it back. What forward could we add to fill out the roster? Lakers 55 wins. They're going to be better next year then." All right. The forward that the Lakers are going to add, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it is I think it's going to be Tybull. He's the only one that makes any sense.
Lakers linked to Matisse Tybull by insider at Anthony hat tip at Anthony Irwin LA.
Yeah. No, they stopped aggregating me. Tip.
I'm not doing
it. I told like I've DM'd a couple of those places to stop aggregating me, and they have.
One of them, I forget which one, aggregated my aggregation yesterday. I was like, I tweeted out the link to Trill's show where Jake, you know, said that like basically that the Mamu deals was considered, the Mamu and Grimes deals were considered done around Jake dead on, by the way. And I tweeted out the link. I was credited everybody. They're just like, hey, Jake Fisher says this hat tip at HM Fagan.
Well, that's happened where somebody will aggregate something that somebody didn't say. Like the other day, I saw, or was it yesterday? Dan Wojcicki was being attributed to saying that.
I saw James, he replied to it. He was like, no, fuck this. I have time. Like, I didn't say that.
Yeah. And where that came from is that like somebody like, you know, said that he said that. And then the other aggregators saw that that was going viral and they picked it up. And so like, it's just this thing now. It's a snake eating its own tail. Mitch Sandowski writes, so which player is the replacement player Chris Haynes is talking about? Is it Bronny? No.
I love replacement player. That's who's LeBron's replacement. I don't know if that was intentional, Mitch, but it was good. That's good.
Replacement's really good. I had thought it was Tobias Harris. But maybe it's Colin Sexton. Like
there's only one LeBron James left on the roster, Anthony.
That's true for now.
Starting small forward Bronny James.
I'm kind of surprised that Hayes is gone because I thought they were going to try to use Ayton's expiring contract.
That man converted to another country citizship for Luka, and he still ended up
like that's what I thought. Rough. I thought Hayes would be back. And they would try to package Ayton and connect for some mediocre
wing. Rob was like, Luca, we got you Walker. Jackson's gone. Okay. He's just gone. We did what you wanted. We got you the A-list center. You're just not getting the Hayes list center.
We're keeping our D-A-list center.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. The next question that we have here comes from Let's Run UNLV. The Lakers have their shot. These moves guarantee Austin or Luka trade in the next couple of years. Player options everywhere. This blows, man. The Austin trade thing, I think, is going to become a thing over the next year. And certainly after the next playoffs, because I don't think this is going to be a very good playoff team.
Okay. Austin, Austin is not as good as Jaylen Brown. And he also does make a lot less. But look at how little interest there is in Jaylen Brown around the NBA for like win now players. And I think that is like, again, it's not a one-to-one comp, but these guys who are making a lot of money who you didn't sign, again, it's like it's the draft pick, like use like new car off the lot fallacy where like the second you drive the draft pick off the lot, it loses like 20% of its value. And it's like teams can get excited about signing Austin when they get to make that signing. But then it's like when they didn't sign the contract, they're like, oh, that contract? I don't know. I don't like that contract. That's big. That's a lot of money. I didn't sign it. And
yeah, it's like draft picks, right? Like as soon as you use the draft pick on a player, the draft pick immediately. The only thing there is that like Austin is only getting the 25% tax, whereas like Jaylen Brown's current contract is obviously concerning in and of itself. But what people are really, really afraid of is the next one is like going to be, and you know he's going to push for his next max too. Yeah. He should. But his next max is going to start at like $70 million. And but that's, you know, that's
yeah, it's not a one-to-one comp, but it's like these expensive contracts, even if it's for a good player, are not easy to move. Even, you know, it's just like their teams instantly are turned off because they didn't sign the contract using their cap space. It wasn't their grand plan.
Yeah. I wonder. Yeah, I wonder if like some of these teams that are up against it would trade like the one of their bad contracts for one of Austin's bad contracts, but it's just a different position player.
But it's the same question of how do you trade Austin and get a better player in return? You don't have draft picks to attach. So you're counting on a team having a player that fits your exact needs on the wing, which is typically harder to fill, and being like, no, but what we're missing is Austin Reeves, this guy who you're saying is duplicative with your best guy, but surely he won't be with our best guy. And so I just don't think, like, Austin's a good player, and I don't think that you can just, like, trade him for, like, a bad salary and get better just because the player is, like, a small forward. And so that's the other hard part of it. It's like, I don't know how you upgrade from Austin without, like, attaching picks that get you the better player there.
The only way that I can think of is that you take a slight step back in terms of talent, but you improve in terms of fit and team need.
But who's that guy?
So like
who's trading a wing for Austin on that? Like I just don't know. That's I don't see, you don't see trades like that. Where teams are like, you know, we just have too many wings. So this one's on a bad contract. So we're gonna trade him for another ball handling guard.
Right. And we know how interested Rob tends to be in bad contracts. So
only when he signs them.
Ali Ariz 3493 writes, "What's up, my bros? Any word on Kuminga to the Lakers?"
I'm glad this is Kuminga... a super comment because I actually did want to talk about this. I'm like slowly talking myself into it. They just need athleticism so badly. It's like, you know, again, I feel like the Tobias Bluth, like, you know, like what, like, did it ever work for those people? No, but maybe it could work for us. And that's how I feel about Jonathan Kuminga right now.
I think Kuminga, so his team option was for what, 20 something or $15 million, whatever the number actually was. And I don't see any other team that's going to be paying him more than like the biannual. So all the Lakers can offer him is the minimum. I don't know that you can get Jonathan Kuminga at the minimum. But in terms of just raw talent add and a buy low opportunity on a guy who, you know, I think he's clearly talented. I think he has extraordinarily terrible people around him. And I think he gets absolutely
basketball instincts,
brutal advice,
you know?
Yeah. I think he has
a lot going on there.
Not exactly a thinker on a basketball court, and I think he gets bad advice from people off of it.
He wouldn't be the first guy that had that turnaround midway through their career. Now, there's been a lot of guys who don't have it turn around, but there are also a lot of guys with his level of talent who do figure it out. And, you know, hey, maybe it, like, hit that, it, you know, pull the, you need the slot machine pull right now. I'm all in. Like, he probably sucks.
I wouldn't say I'm all in, but I'm intrigued.
No, I'm all in. On the minimum, I'm all in.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a bad minimum signing. But as far as like any word on the likelihood that it happens, I think he's going to do whatever he possibly can to get any penny more than the minimum that he can. Because once you take the minimum, that's kind of how you're seen. And players do not like that as a possibility.
I wish him luck.
Bear. Ace No writes, Smart and another defensive wing would have almost made them a next tier contender unless there is an age mandate. I don't see any benefit to losing Smart. Yeah, losing Smart sucks. I would have rather kept Smart. I mean, hell, I think Kelly Oubre signed for $8.5 million a year. Average annual salary, and I would have preferred that over Colin Sexton. The Sexton signing doesn't make any sense to me. I just don't get it. You already have Bronny on your team. You already have Carr, who you drafted basically at that position. Go ahead.
This could age terribly, but I'm going to say it anyway. And I would have offered basically any of the other contracts they handed out to non-Kessler players today, I would have rather had offered to Smart.
Oh, like the same exact number? So like the Quentin Grimes 4 for $60 contract, you would have given that to Smart?
I'd rather have Marcus Smart.
Whew. But his I don't know if I would have given him a 4-year contract with
probably
his
it could age badly, but you know what else could age badly? The Quentin Grimes contract.
Yeah. No, I couldn't believe like the response to that one, the number that I had heard was, you know, a 4-year $40 million contract, which kept him in like the 10 range, which I was like, don't really love, but whatever. But $15 million a year for Quentin Grimes. And Mamu coming in at like 13 million. Like, that's the thing. All of like the Lakers just never pay any discount or get any discount on anything ever. And yeah, I don't know if it's a matter of a front office issue and all of the player options on top of it, too. It's like normally you get a player option in order to get a lower average salary. But
the thing I will say about Grimes is him and Luka did play together. And so maybe that's like a, you know, it's a power of friendship thing. And, you know, him, Austin, you know, Luka. They can all use their good vibes and, you know, I don't know, maybe one of them's friends with Walker Kessler too. And they can all like have that. It's like a Knicks. They can have their Knicks like run just by all, you know, being best friends.
Yeah.
Maybe that was what Rob took from
those Knicks guys can defend. Like it would help if like a single one of those guards was a defensive
plus. No one thought Cat could defend until the power of friendship. So it's, you know, friendship can overcome anything.
Until he played Wemby, who has zero post moves.
Yeah.
James 07Z8I writes, this roster, if Adu and Carr pop. The issue there though is that like in order for Carr to pop, he would have to get minutes over Luka, not Luka, but Austin, Grimes, and Sexton. And
you know, if your plan is our plan to give Walker Kessler, you know, this big contract and use all our assets to get him in the door is going to work, but it's because we believe so much in our second round pick and our late first round pick. Like, that's not necessarily the highest odds play. I'm not saying that like this team is doomed and going to be horrible for sure or anything like that. I just think that the chances of them reaching the championship upside went way, way down today.
Yeah.
They can still get there, but it's a very, very narrow path now.
Yep. BG the Kid writes, just tuning in now. Does this buy Rob more time? Sad. We'll play zero perimeter defense, so that's cool.
With all due respect to BG the Kid, you know, who just gave us money, I read that in Trump's voice.
I think that was the point.
Okay. Good.
But like, the Rob timeline thing is going to be interesting because, like they just got to the second round of the playoffs this year. Right. And,
without
Luka for that first round. And if they like, I think they're going to be fine in the regular season. They're going to have a good enough offense that they're going to score on like, you know, the bad teams and do fine there. I don't know how their record is going to look against the good teams this year, but like if they get through the regular season and then they wind up like the 4 seed again and they have to go up against Minnesota. Well, I'm a little less nervous about Minnesota now. Who are some teams that would be, I guess the Warriors with LeBron and AD if that happens or whatever. But like if like the Lakers lose in the first round this year, is that enough for Mark Walter to step in and tell Jeannie, hey, this guy just committed all of our draft assets. This guy, you know, said goodbye to LeBron, cost me all kinds of money because I'm not benefiting from the LeBron farewell tour. And did this so that we can lose in the playoffs one series earlier. And by the way, now Luka's now looking around because we don't have any real avenues to make this team better. Are you sure about your guy? Are you positive? And Jeannie would say,
I wonder how many times that's been asked. You're sure about this guy?
Yeah.
This is the best GM in the league. You're sure? Okay. All right. Okay. You're sure.
She's like, which guy, Kurt? That combination, dude, dynamic duo. They were sitting right next to each other for the draft in a draft room that looked exactly like the one that we saw last year. All right. I wish I liked this better, dude. I wish I felt better.
I'm glad we didn't go live, right? This would have been an even more dour show if we'd went live, right? When I literally was like grimacing at my phone for like 2 minutes. I could not move my face.
I'm really curious how like the grander podcast sphere and like beat reporters and how this is going to be kind of covered coming off of this, because I know how I feel. And I think there are aspects of this that I'm looking forward to watching next year, but I think they're worse now than they were last year. And we were told that the summer of 2026 was going to lead to championship contention. And like they got further from it. And so like by that bar alone, to me, this summer was a giant failure. And now you don't even have the assets to make up for that giant failure if you are as far away from a championship as I feel like they are. Now, if you're closer and I have to eat crow, perfectly fine. I would be thrilled if I wind up being incredibly wrong about this team.
But the times that I felt right like now, this we will go back team? And rewatch this episode. Like if they make like the conference finals this year, we will go back, rewatch this episode, jot down our notes and talk about where we were the most wrong.
Yeah, happily. I'm going to download the video and I'm going to keep it on my desktop all year. And I'll even refer to it, especially if the Lakers are playing well, about like, your quote.
Just clip us out of context and be like, you can't believe these losers said this about Walker Kessler. Just like do a bit where you pretend like it's not even you. And just like we send out the clips mocking ourselves.
Yeah. So anyway, Harrison, anything that you want to plug before we get you out of here?
You know, if you want to hear me talk more about this offseason on a national pod, I'm going to be going on Uniball stream probably in the next like 20 minutes or so. So, you know, that'll be fun. You know, just go to the silver screen and roll comment section if you're mad or happy about this move. There's plenty of arguments going just on comment. There.
Yeah,
just comment. I don't care what you like. Well, I do care a little what you say, but there's certain guidelines that have to be followed. But you know.
On that note, have a great rest of your day. Make somebody else's, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.